Hi, this is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We are studying Paul's letter to the Romans, and we are in chapter 1, verses 18 and onward. And we're going to read verse 18, and it reads this: "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." Now, last time we studied Romans 1, verses 16 to 17, and we saw that man is to live by faith. A believer lives by faith. And a connection, it's actually a quote from Habakkuk 2:4, and there's a lot of similarities between Habakkuk and Romans chapter 1. A man today who believes in God and his son Jesus Christ lives by faith in the midst of all the rebellion that's going to be listed here in Romans 1:18 to 3:20. In chapter 1, verses 16 to 17, we have God's righteousness and man's faith. God has righteousness that he's revealed, and man comes in by faith. And in Romans 1:18 to 3:20, we have God's wrath and man's holding the truth in unrighteousness. So one is God's righteousness and man's faith, and the other is God's wrath and man's holding or suppressing the truth in unrighteousness. Now, before Paul expounds God's righteousness and explains it in detail, he must first show the reason why man needs God's righteousness. If you turn to Romans 3, verse 9, we read this: "What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise, for we have before proved, both Jews and Gentiles, that they are all under sin." So Paul in Romans 3, 9 sums up all that he said from chapter 1, verse 18 to Romans 3, 8, and he says that he's proved that both Jews and Gentiles are under sin. So, this goes back to the Tower of Babel in Genesis chapter 10 and 11, which is the root source of idolatry. There were no nations before Babel. Consider that when you read Genesis chapters 1 through 9, there are no nations or languages. But it was after the Tower of Babel, when God scattered the nations, that he invented, well, that's when nations began and languages began. So Romans 1:18 to 3 verse 8, Paul is taking up the history of the nations and showing how they went into idolatry and rebellion. In Romans 1 verse 16 to 17, we have an introduction of God's righteousness. He mentions it. And in Romans 1:18 to 3 verse 20, he shows us the need why man needs righteousness. And then when we get to Romans chapter 3, verse 21 through chapter 4, Paul expounds the righteousness of God. So Romans 1, verses 16 to 17, which we just covered, is more of introductory to the subject. And then he does kind of a side thing with Romans 1:18 to 3:20, where he brings in the evidence to show that the nations are all under sin, whether Jew or Gentile. And then he expounds the righteousness of God in Romans 3:21 through chapter 4. Now, in Romans 1:18, we see the wrath of God is revealed from heaven, and this wrath is a present wrath on man's actions, and it is going to be demonstrated in God allowing man to go his own way. He gives them up, as we're going to see here in Romans 18. There is also a future day of wrath that we're going to see in chapter 2. In Ephesians 5, verse 6, and Colossians 3, verse 6, Paul mentioned this coming wrath, and I'll just read you the passage from Ephesians 5, verse 6. Paul says this: "Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience," and that's coming in a future day. Man's wrath is uncontrollable anger, but it's not so with God. His wrath is the response of his holiness to deliberate wickedness and rebellion. And that wickedness and rebellion we're going to see in Romans 1, verse 18 to 3, chapter 20. It is a principle of retribution that must operate in a moral universe. And so do not think for a moment that God is not going to unleash his wrath. He will in this world, but wrath will not last forever. God will not be angry forever, and we're going to see that when we get to other passages. One day God is going to eliminate sin and death forever, but in God's purposes in the ages, he demonstrates both his righteousness and his wrath for our lesson and for great lessons that we need to learn in the ages of Scripture. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.